Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is the news hour of Racing HQ, but at this time on a Friday, we love talking about the Saturday racing. Our regulars are about to join us, Brad Gray and Simon Dinopoulos. As we've told you at Randwick, it's a good four, beautiful day. Peno 5.15 in the rails, back into the true tomorrow. The current scratchings are race 1, number 8, Manea; race 4, number 11, Gin Runner; race 5, number 6, Jonker, who runs in an earlier race. Then go to race 8, number 10, I Like It Easy, came out this morning. And race 9, number 13, More Energy. They're the five earlies. And as we welcome in Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales, Brad, we're just swinging on the two-year-old races just to see what trainers decide to do.
Yeah, it'd be fascinating to see what way they go. Obviously, we're waiting to see, because they're going to have a pretty big bearing in terms of how these markets shape up. So anyone keen on these particular horses, you're probably better off waiting, otherwise you might cop some nasty deductions, and we don't like those.
Yeah, no, for sure. Bellevue Hill, I think, will know this morning, and then Peter and Paul Snowden are thinking they're probably going to wait for tomorrow morning. Simon Dinopoulos, hey, Brad, he's made it back. He's made it back from his Bucks party of last weekend, a Bucks party in Canberra, over all things. I think that's where it was. Simon Dinopoulos from Racing and Sports, come on in.
Yeah, morning, boys. I'll be honest, I barely survived. I've taken a week to recover, but yeah, I'm back and obviously looking forward to tomorrow and Sunday.
You poor old man. Oh, you old individual, you, all the 30 years of age.
Oh, it's a tough gig, Andrew. 2 days, haven't done that for a while.
2 days of going at it, all right. Well, did it all go good?
Yeah, all went well. The Bucks survived, which is the main thing, and a really good bunch of blokes too. So I had a good time, and obviously looking forward now to the wedding.
Yeah, exactly. You'll be needing more time off for that, I suppose, too. Anyway, let's focus in on tomorrow, and we do have a clash. We do have one clash this morning, which will be interesting. But, Brad, you're going to start it off in the first tomorrow.
Yeah, I think I'm not the only person here who's going to be keen on this horse, Andrew. I was listening intensely there to your interview with Gary Fraser about Sprite, and I get the impression that you're pretty keen on her too. You gave her a bit of a rat there.
Yeah, I love her because 9 times out of 10, she's just going to be bursting on the scene. You just wanted the burst a bit closer.
Yeah, that's right. You're always taking a bit of a gamble in terms of her pattern, but I think this race sets up pretty well for her. As you guys touched on in your interview, she's got genuine Group 1 weight for age form, dropping back to a Group 3 here. I know she's got 59 kilos, but she doesn't seem too badly off, in my opinion. I don't think she's ever gone better. She's absolutely flying at the moment. She's a mare right at the top of her game. Last start, which was first up of 11 weeks, she powered the line in the Oakley Plate to run fifth. The last time she was in Group 3 company, she won at Doomben. So I really like the profile of this race for her. A nice little win for her, hopefully, before she goes back into Group 1 company. You've got Kerrin McAvoy in the saddle. There does look to be enough speed here. I imagine a horse like Sweet Scandal, providing she jumps well, will be keen to use that 53 and a fitness edge. So they might run along just enough for her to rip home down the outside. And I think $3.60 is a good gamble, because she's such a high-quality mare.
And the good thing is they're back today, TAB Early Bird Special. So it's $3.60 right now. We might get a little bit of an extra kick come midday. The TAB Early Birds from midday till 8 o'clock on these races at Randwick. So that's the first. Now, Simon, you like another person that I interviewed this morning, Anthony Cummings' horse, Baller.
Yeah, listened in and was very happy with the report from Anthony. No surprise to hear him say that Baller's trained on well, a really promising colt. I was a bit annoyed I wasn't with him first up, to be honest, because he went out in such good order, bumped into the smart Velarte, and then by all reports will be trained differently this time in as a sprinter. So I don't mind him staying at 1,100 metres. It looks a high-pressure race, and the fact he should be able to get a sit just off them, I think will really play into his hands here. Anthony's mentioned a race like the Galaxy and then possibly even the TJ. So obviously got a really big opinion of the horse. He has to win on Saturday to warrant going that way. But generally the fireball does set up well going into the Galaxy. And on his last start, I think he is well placed at the weight. Kerrin McAvoy takes over on Saturday. And certainly happy to be in his corner. Interesting to see what price we do get after midday. Happy to take the price on offer now. So if we get even better, I'm more than happy to be with Baller there tomorrow. Race 2, number 6.
Yeah, 4:40 right now. We'll wait for midday. It's interesting, Simon, as we've reported on HQ through the week, the last couple of days, Sandbar, I think it's certainly going to be let to run along tomorrow after the way it was ridden the other day. They just felt, I think they felt that it was held back a little bit last start.
Yeah, it was a funny race, the Eskimo Prince. Gemsong obviously won there, and the time out of the race wasn't there at all. So agree that Sambar probably wasn't allowed to really showcase his talent there. They out-sprinted him late. So from it, like, he was back off the mat that day. It was back as if unbeatable and obviously disappointing. But I think probably see a sharp return to form for him tomorrow leading. So I think, to be honest, that plays into Baller's hands. But we're interesting to see how it does shape up.
Yeah, 4:40 right now for Baller. Now we move to the Group 1s, the Canterbury Leagues Club Stakes, race number 6 at 3:35 tomorrow. Trapeze Artist is the favourite, but both guys are looking away from Trapeze and Kemantari. Brad, which one are you going for?
Yeah, a lot changes in 12 months, doesn't it? I remember being on the radio plenty of times with Simon, and we were both firmly in the Kemantari corner. We've both completely abandoned ship now. That's right. Yeah, 12 months is a long time in racing.
It is.
I'm with Shoals. I think she's the forgotten horse in the field. I was gonna say that with a little bit more intent, but I've noticed that the market's $8 or $6.50, so I'm certainly not on my own in terms of finding her. She took her racing to a whole new level last time in. She ran that slashing second in the Premier Stakes, which saw her actually start favourite in the Everest. That proved she's up to the best sprinters in the country. She failed in the Everest, but that was just on the back of a very wet track. I think she can only get better now as a late four-year-old. And kicking off over 1,300 metres, to me, suggests she's ready to go. First up last campaign, she was first up over 1,000, which played against her was a little bit too sharp. So I think Anthony Friedman could have easily kicked her off at 1,000 metres again here. The Challenge Stakes was there on the program too, but she's here, she's fit, she's had three trials. I think she'll be ready to go. And map-wise, it's a bit of a sticky race, and I think it plays into her hands because there's going to be a few of these sorting each other out in front. She'll just be smoking the pipe out the back, watching it all unfold and ripping home. So $6.50, I think, is a nice price about a mare with that profile. That's race 6, number 5.
Shoals for Brad, and you like Simon?
Yeah, keen on Pierrata here, Andrew. I'll be honest, I probably would have liked to see him do a little bit more in his trial, but I think the way, obviously missing the start and having to circle the field over the 1,045, I just sort of blew out late and only had the one trial. And I remember prior to his last preparation, Greg was saying he didn't take a lot to really get him fit. He's a clean-winded horse, so I've got no concerns just with the one trial going into it. And I just think he's got better form than the other two. I think it's a two-play race for me. I will be backing Shoals as well. But when you look at it, his form last time in obviously won the Sydney Stakes in very impressive fashion. Third, obviously, in the VR sprint prior to a break. I think the 1,300 first up certainly plays into his hands here. And I think he settles in front of both. It'd be interesting to see what they do on Trapeze Artist. He's been ridden aggressively in his trials, so I'd imagine they want to press forward with him. But he should settle, I imagine, in front of Kemantari from that draw. Tommy Berry continues his association with the four-year-old. And I just think he's better performed than the other two. Obviously, we saw them all line up in the Randwick Guineas, and Kemantari clearly had their measure there. But he's 9-0 since the Randwick Guineas. So somewhat against, I gave him life after his first up run, Kemantari. I thought he had every possible in the CF4. I know he gets the blinkers back on, but he can win without me on Saturday. And Trapeze Artist is 0 from 4 second up. I know he comes here 35 days and 2 trials, so trying to spark that. But again, I can't come into him. So I think Pierrata and Shoals are the two to play in the race. But I lean the way of Pierrata. I think he's a really, really smart horse. So I want to be with him. Race 6, number 2, Pierrata.
All right, so currently 4:40 before the TAB Early Bird specials kick in at midday. Now, I said there was one clash. I've just now noted there's two clashes, because the boys have got fancies in race number 8. Simon, I'll let you go first on this occasion. What's your thought in the aspiration quality?
Yeah, I'm really keen, Andrew. I think this is the best bet of the day for me. I found it a pretty tricky day to really stamp one, but I think All Too Soon, for me, is possibly one of the most likely winners and probably the biggest edge on the market at this early stage. I thought she was very good first up over the 1,500 metres behind Seaway. She closed off well there. Loomed up to win it, may have just peaked late, but really kept coming to the line. Obviously, Seaway, the fit horse on the scene, down in the weights, but her with 53, I thought it was a good performance. I think she can only improve second up. She's never missed the money from 4 attempts. Raced as well at Randwick. She won't mind the sting out. I think she can be adaptable on any conditions, but certainly her better figures are when the sting out. And I think, obviously, up to the mile from the good draw, she gets into a good stalking position for Tim Clark. And on her best form, she's a very talented mare. She can mix her form, but when right, I think she's certainly more than capable of winning this race. And judging by her first up performance, she's back better than ever, and I certainly want to be with her. So race 8, number 3, all too soon.
Righto. So currently it's the favourite at 460 ahead of Midday. You found one here with a little bit of value at this stage, Brad, and we'll probably get double figure come Midday.
Yeah, fingers crossed, $9 at the moment about Natoya. Oh, I just hope I'm not jumping on a start too early here. But at the odds, I think she's worth a ticket. A race like the opponent is going to be perfect there, fourth up. But I don't think her finishing positions really do her justice this time in. And to me, she's come back as well as ever. She followed the same path last autumn, backing up in this race, which is the aspiration, of course, after running in the Guy Walter. And went super there. She was slow out that day. This is last year we're talking about. And Rachel King had to take off really early in the race, put her into the race around the corner. It was a big effort to finish as close as she did. I think she gets a lot cozier run here from one. If she can just take up a position, I think she'll be really hard to beat. You'll notice that I'm a Star and Aloysia were both nominated for this race but didn't accept, which has really compressed the weight. So those right at the top here, these classy mares are certainly well in, and that's another tick there for Simon's tip, also to him. All too soon, but Natoya gets in really nicely with the 57.5, given Eugene's pick down the bottom with 57.5 too. So as I say, from barrier one, hopefully Blake Shin can punch up, stalk the leaders, and if there is any rain around, I know they're tipping just a touch, maybe a sprinkle there late on Saturday, that's only going to enhance her claims, but she goes on the good as well. So I think at the odds, Andrew, we can have an each-way ticket on Natoya here. That's race 8, number 2.
$9, as we say, before midday. So, and just on the two-year-olds, guys, I've just noted a text from Claire Cunningham. She's got Reddy's Girl in the Riesling tomorrow. She's just said, unless a freak storm arrives overnight, we'll wait for Wednesday. They've got Reddy's Girl in a two-year-old fillies race at Warwick Farm on Wednesday, and she said simply tomorrow looks too tough. So they'll probably wait for tomorrow morning, but it's likely that Reddy's Girl won't line up there tomorrow. Simon Dinopoulos is 3 for tomorrow. 2-6 Baller, 6-2 Parata, 8-3 All Too Soon. And for Brad Gray, 1-1 Sprite, 6-5 Shoals, and 8-2 Natoya. Brad, we'll see lots of information on your website right through the day.
Yep, we'll keep pumping out. And we're going to know our fate nice and early there tomorrow, aren't we, Andrew? Best of the day there, Sprite. So fingers crossed we get one home.
Yeah, let's hope so for all concerned. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Andrew.
Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales. And Simon, we'll be with you tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. We'll be at Randwick tomorrow morning with the Duff and Munns and the whole team. And you'll be joining us from 8 o'clock with all your thoughts.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Andrew. The only way to start your Saturday, isn't it?
It's the best way to start a Saturday from 6:30 with Racing HQ. Good on you, Simon. We'll talk to you then, mate.
Yeah, sounds good, Andrew. All the best. Cheers.
Simon Dinopoulos there from Racing and Sports.